your net control tonight is Alpha Kilo 4 Hotel Romeo, AK4HR. My name is Mike, and my location is Simpsonville, South Carolina. Motion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. through the W4NYK repeater, and it's also available via Echolink node 545072. In the event of an emergency, this net may be activated. From top Caesar's Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina-South Carolina border near Highway 276. The repeater is an elevation of 3,500 feet and is owned and operated by the membership of the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society. All amateurs licensed to operate on this frequency are welcome and invited to check in. Thanks to the membership of the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society for allowing us to host our net on their repeater. Check-ins, does anyone have any formal or emergency traffic for the net? If so, please call AK4HR Net Control. Formal traffic, does anyone have any announcements or bulletins for the good of the net? If so, please call AK4HR Net Control. No announcements, we'll now begin the roll call. Please remember this is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. You're requested to check in when your alphabetical group is called. When you check in, please give your call sign, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the RAGCHU portion. Before we begin our check-ins tonight, we'll go ahead and open up the net to any new hams. New hams who haven't checked in and aren't quite sure how to check in or have some questions about how to check in, we'll go ahead and pause here for a moment and allow new hams wishing to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Please call AK4HR Net Control. Hams currently out there, or at least none want to check in at the moment. That's quite all right. You know, you guys can check in with your normal alphabetic group or, you know, as time permits throughout the net tonight. So, all right. One other thing we've started doing the last couple of weeks, months, so is the net pre-check-ins. Have a few net pre-check-ins on the brars.cc website. Go ahead and acknowledge those few check-ins here. For Charlie Mike, that's Fred. And Fred's checking in here tonight via the net pre-check-in. Got him all checked in. Let me go back in here and look who else we've got. Up next, we've got Andy. That's Kilo India 4, Lima Zulu India, KI4LZI. On Table Rock, Andy, appreciate you taking the time to check in with our pre-net check-ins tonight. And last one I had in that group was Bill. So Charlie 4 Whiskey, KC4W. And again, those folks checked in, they may have a reason they couldn't make it to the 9 o'clock net tonight. Though some people have some different hours from the rest of us, aren't available to make the net tonight, and just wanted to make sure we got those stations acknowledged for our check-ins tonight. Our new hams and our pre-check-ins, and it looks like we have a few Echolink stations signed in tonight, so we'll go ahead and turn the frequency over to Echolink stations. Echolink stations only, wishing to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call AK4HR Net Control.
AK4HR. Good evening, Mike. Please check in. KI4DOS, Gary. Also, K3JOY. That's my pretty little bride, Joy. We're at home and easily tonight. No traffic, no chew. Good evening to you and all on the net.
Way there. I know there's a little delay sometimes with Echolink keying up, but I had a couple other stations signed in there. Go ahead and give them a minute. Looks like one or two stations may have dropped out and come back on. So we'll go ahead and acknowledge Gary's check in there. Gary's sounding good. Kind of like Rare DX to hear you. I don't know if that's the term, but over Echolink. So I'm so used to hearing you on the RF portion of our check-ins. But Gary, definitely appreciate you taking the time to check in. Gary's call, Kilo India 4 Delta Oscar Sierra, KI4DOS. And Gary brings along with him his sweetheart, Miss Joy. That's K3JOI. And they're both at home and easily tonight. Gary, hope you guys got the home fires burning. Sitting by a nice warm fire. It's getting cold out there. So, again, appreciate you taking the time to check in with us. All right, we'll get one more call out here for Echolink stations, because, again, I have a few that are unacknowledged to sign in here. Echolink stations only, wishing to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call AK4HR Net Control.
AK4HR, this is Whiskey November 4 Victor, WN4V in South Florida, Bradenton City, Manatee County. I'm negative and negative, and good evening, WN4V.
HR Net Control for the Blue Ridge 2-Meter Net. I'd like to welcome John down in Bradenton, Florida. That's Whiskey November 4 Victor, WN4V. It looks like, I don't know if something's going on with Echolink. I'm sitting here watching stations sign in and sign out. I don't know if they're having a problem on their end or our end. But anyway, John, glad you were able to check in. So we'll go ahead and check back here in a little while with some more Echolink stations. If you guys are having problems with audio, you can definitely leave me a text message via the Echolink text message function, and I'll definitely get you signed in as well. But, John, you're sounding good. Hope you're staying warm down there in Bradenton. Hope it's a little warmer there than it is here. I'm not too keen on this cold weather, but spring will be here before we know it. So, anyway, John, good to hear you. Appreciate you taking the time to stop by and check in with us. Let's go ahead and move on down to our RF portions of our check-ins. And tonight being Saturday night, we'll begin with the Alpha through Delta group, A through D, and the suffix of your call. And you wish to check into the Blue Ridge 2-Meter Net, please call AK4HR Net Control.
AK4HR. Name Mike, please check in. Kilo, Kilo 4, Delta Mike Whiskey, Rick, and my wife, Kilo, Kilo 4, Oscar, November Oscar, Lorena. And my daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar Quebec, Michelle, we're all in Piedmont, and we'll all be negative and negative. W3 to you and everyone on the net.
North. AK4HR, please check member 4. Uniform, Bravo Golf, SKN4, UBG, Kevin. I'll be over here in Fountain Inn, South Carolina. I'll be negative and negative, 73 to you and everybody on the net.
4HR, please check in WB4, Fox, Echo, Echo, Dan, over Northern Simpsonville. Good evening to you and everybody on the net, and just check me in and out, please.
HR, good evening. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Alpha Oscar Whiskey. This is David and Inman. I'll be negative and negative tonight. Hope everyone's doing all right out there. 73s.
AK4HR. Please check in Whiskey 4 Delta Juliet Whiskey, W4DJW, Dave and Greer, negative and negative. Thanks for calling that tonight, Mike.
For HR. Please check in Kilo Bravo 2, Bravo Yankee Quebec, KV2BYQ, David and Easley. No traffic, no comment. 73s to you and everybody on the net.
HR, please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Bravo Delta Mike, Jim and Taylor, negative and negative.
I was there and acknowledged those stations that checked in. W4DJW, before I begin, is there a little bit of noise on the repeater tonight, or is that just my signal over?
Your signal on the air and a lot of others sounds full scale, full quieting to me. I don't hear any noise whatsoever on it, Mike.
Some local interference on mine. It's kind of like a rhythmic, just static. It's very low, and I was trying to make sure. I didn't hear it before the net began when some other folks were checking in. So it's maybe something with my station. I'll have to look later, but just wanted to make sure it was something local to me. But, okay, thank you, sir, for the report. So I'll go ahead and acknowledge these stations here. Up first, we had Rick. That's Kilo Kilo 4 Delta Mike Whiskey. And Rick brings along the rest of the family. That's Miss Lorena. That's Kilo Kilo 4 Oscar November Oscar, KK4ONO. And also their daughter, Michelle. That's Kilo Mike 4 Mike Oscar Quebec. Rick, sounding good into the repeater, sir. Appreciate you taking the time to check in with us. Up next, we've got Kevin down in Fountain Inn. That's Kilo November 4 Uniform Bravo Golf, KN4 UBG. And Kevin, sounded good. Signal's going right over my head to the repeater back to me. So definitely sounded good into the repeater, Kevin. Appreciate you taking the time to check in with us. Up next, we got Dan. That's Whiskey Bar. Can't get my phonetics out. Whiskey Bravo 4, Foxtrot Echo Echo, WB4FEE. And Dan over in Simpsonville, probably not too far away from me. Those Simpsonville square mileage is a little big, but we're in the same zip code. So I appreciate you taking the time to check in with us, Dan. Up next, we've got David. That's Kilo Oscar 4 Alpha Oscar Whiskey, K-O-4-A-O-W. And, David, appreciate you taking the time to check in with us. And as I acknowledged just a minute ago, Dave, that's Whiskey 4-W. Goodness, getting everybody's call messed up. Too big of a hurry tonight. Whiskey 4 Delta Juliet Whiskey, W4DJW. And, Dave, appreciate the signal report. And like I say, I'll check my station after the net. It wasn't happening before, so I may have turned something on or something may be interfering with me locally here. But as long as I have everybody else is sounding good, we'll be okay. All right, and up next we've got David. That's Kilo Bravo 2 Bravo Yankee Quebec, KB2BYQ. And David's over in Easley. Sounding good, David. Appreciate you taking the time to check in with us. And last but not least in that group, we've got Jim. That's Kilo Oscar 4 Bravo Delta Mike, KO4BDM. And Jim also sounding good. And you guys make a good group for the start of our net tonight. And let me go ahead and let this drop, and we'll see if we have any through Delta Group, A through D. And the suffix of your call, if you wish to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call AK4HR, net control.
AK4HR. 4CKK, this is Mark, down at Gray Court, be negative and negative, 73 to everybody.
K4HR, check in November 4, Delta, Juliet, Charlie, N4DJC, Jerry, and Anderson, negative and negative.
Check-ins there as we round out the Alpha through Delta group. Up first, we got Mark. That's Kilo Oscar 4, Charlie Kilo Kilo, KO4CKK. And Mark's over in Gray Court. Mark sounding good into the repeater. And next, our friend Jerry over in Anderson. That's November 4, Delta Juliet Charlie, N4DJC. And you guys are all sounding good coming into the repeater tonight. Appreciate you guys starting off the net for me really good tonight. Maybe that'll continue as we move on down the alphabet. So we'll go ahead and move on down the alphabet to the Echo Through Hotel group. E through H in the suffix of your call. If you wish to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call AK4HR, net control.
AK4HR. In Kilo Charlie 4, Echo, Zulu, November, Harry, and Keller, North Carolina, negative, negative night, Mike, thanks.
AK4HR, net controller for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net tonight. And Harry, I may have spoken a little too soon. I was getting all excited with the Alpha through Delta group and the number of check-ins we had up there. But it sounds like you've got the Echo through Hotel group to yourself so far. But that's okay. You know, we got we'll get everybody logged in here as they come in. But Harry, I'd like to welcome you to the net tonight from up in Canada. That's Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November, KC4EZN. All right, any additional stations in the Echo Through Hotel group before we move on? E through H in the suffix of your call, and you wish to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call AK4HR, net control.
Ken, Wendy in Simpsonville, KN4HTP, Kilo, November 4, Hotel, Tango, Papa, and I'll be negative and negative. Please also check in my husband Mark, Whiskey 2, Mike, Juliet, Bravo. W2MJB. He'll be negative and negative also. Thank you for calling the net tonight.
HR, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net flight. I'd like to welcome Wendy. That's Kilo November 4 Hotel Tango Papa, KN4HTP. Wendy's, I think, our Monday night net controller. It's her assigned day. I know she calls on other nights as fill in and when she can. So I know we hear Wendy on several nights a week. Anyway, Wendy, appreciate you taking the time to check in with us. And Wendy brings along Mark. That's Whiskey 2 Mike Juliet Bravo, W2MJV. And I think we'll probably announce later Mark's going to be calling the net tomorrow night. I think Sunday night's his normal night, or scheduled night, not normal night, but I think you know what I'm saying. But anyway, Wendy, appreciate you taking the time to check in with us and bringing Mark along with you as well. All right, we'll give one more call for Echo Through Hotel before we move on down the alphabet. E through H in the suffix of your call, and wish to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call AK4HR, net control. Have everybody in the Echo Through Hotel group and checking the EchoLink node. I'm the only one that's still signed in there, so everybody is acknowledged up there. So we'll move to the India Through Lima group, I through L in the suffix of your call. Wish to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call AK4HR, net control.
AK4HR. Please check in, Kilo Oscar 4, Kilo Hotel Uniform, that's KO4KHQ, George and Simpsonville, I'll be negative and negative.
PHR. Kilo 4, Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar, and my name is James, and I'm up here on this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. Now, I'll be negative and negative and saying 73s for each one of you.
Please check in, Whiskey 4, India, Oscar, Echo, Sid in Fletcher, North Carolina. Good evening to you and your family, Mike. Good evening to all on the net. No traffic, no comment.
4, HR. Thank you for bringing us all together here tonight. Please check in. Kilo, Kilo 4. Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Wife, Donna. Kilo, Charlie 4. Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Mark us in and out, if you would, please. Everyone out there, have a good night. 7-3.
AK4HR. And Kilo, Oscar 4. Juliet, Quebec, Yankee. Joe and Taylor's, negative and negative.
HR. Please check in, Kilo, Oscar 4, Juliet, Quebec, X-ray. Down in Ware Place. I'll be negative and negative tonight. Thanks for calling the net. 73 to everybody on the net tonight.
The check-in's there as we get about halfway through our first round of the alphabet. But let me go back up to the top of that group and welcome George. That's Kilo Oscar 4, Kilo Hotel Uniform, K-O-4-K-H-U. And George, sounded good in the repeater. Appreciate you taking the time to check in with us. Up next, we got James up in Tuxedo, North Carolina. That's Kilo Kilo 4, Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar. And James, sounded so good. Sounds like you're sitting in the seat right next to me. I think I've got a little bit of noise on my end. I've got to track that down after the net, but your signal came booming in here. Not a problem at all. So, James, good to hear you. All right. Up next, we've got Sid. That's Whiskey 4 India Oscar Echo, W4IOE. And Sid's up in Fletcher, North Carolina. And, Sid, always good to hear you, my friend. I'm glad you take the time to come down here and check in with us. Always good to get you in the logs. Hope you and yours are doing well as well. Up next, we've got our friend Larry. That's Kilo Kilo 4, Juliet Bravo, Quebec, KK4JBQ. And Larry, always good to hear you. And yeah, I look forward to my, I guess it'll be monthly now. We've upped our rotation, but so we'll be calling the net a little bit more often. But again, always good to get in here, get some folks on the radio, get the transceivers warmed up, and hear some friendly voices. So glad you were able to check in here with us tonight, Larry. And Larry brings along his sweetheart, Miss Donna. That's Kilo Charlie 4, Mike Foxtrot Kilo, KC4MFK. And Larry, always good to hear you. Appreciate you bringing Miss Donna along. Up next in our group, we've got Kilo Oscar 4, Juliet Quebec Yankee, KO4JQY, and that's Joe. Joe's over in Taylor's. Joe, sounding good, pretend to the repeater. And last but not least in that group, we've got Jeff. That's Kilo Oscar 4, Juliet Quebec X-ray. And Jeff, always appreciate you taking the time to sign in here and get our check in with us so I can get you signed in here for the net. And sounding good into the repeater, and appreciate you stopping by on a Saturday night as well. All right, we'll give one more call here for the India through Lima group, I through L, and the suffix of your call. If you wish to check into the Blue Ridge Team Internet, please call AK48. Have everybody for the India through Lima group. So we're halfway through the alphabet. I've got a couple of Echolink stations that have signed in. So we'll go ahead and pause for Echolink stations only. Wishing to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call AK4HR, net control.
A4HR and 6CLX on Echolink. Go ahead.
Alex, it's AK4HR. I'll go ahead and sign you into the net tonight. Sounding good. Into the repeater from, I guess over in Greer is where QRZ is showing you. So I appreciate you taking the time to check in with us. Did you want to stand by or hang around and make a few comments later, over?
Sorry for the quick QSO there. I was just not sure this thing was working or not. But good, I'm glad it's working. Yes, Greer, South Carolina. And everything's good over here. No comments. Thank you very much.
Yeah, you're definitely sounding good. Probably better. There's a... It's going to sound bad, and I don't mean it to. A lot of times there's a little digital sounding I don't even know how to describe it, digitalness that comes across with Echolink. But you're sounding really good, so appreciate you taking the time to check in with us. So no problem. No problem at all. This looks like the first time I've got you logged in here on my log anyway. So just as a reminder for everyone out there, we run this net every night at 9 p.m., 365 days a year, so come back and check in as often as you can. Good to hear you tonight, Mike. Appreciate you taking the time to check in. Stay warm, stay safe. All right, looks like we have one other Echolink station, so we'll give one more call for Echolink stations only. Wishing to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call AK4HR, net control.
W4MGO, Pickens, South Carolina, Bobby, negative, negative.
4HR, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net tonight. I'd like to welcome Bobby. That's Whiskey 4, Mike Gulf Oscar, W4MGO. And Bobby, no worries. Appreciate you taking the time. It's good to get you. I'm glad I got you logged in here. All right, looks like we have everybody in our Echolink nodes currently signed in, acknowledged and checked into the net. So we'll go to the Mike through Papa group, M through P in the suffix of your call. And you wish to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call AK4HR, net control.
George, please check in Kilo 4, Oscar, India, Mike, Walden, Inman. I'll be negative and negative.
4HR. K4OSH. Kilo 4, Oscar, Sierra, Hotel. Pat and Malden, no traffic. No comment. Thank you, sir.
4HR. This is November 1, Mike Oscar. Name here is Mark and Greer, transplant from Connecticut. Just checking in for the first time this evening.
HR, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'll take that pause there to acknowledge those stations that checked in that group. Up first, we've got Walt over in Inman. That's Kilo 4, Oscar, India, Mike, K4OIM. Walt, always good to hear you, my friend. Glad you were able to check in with us tonight. Up next, we've got Pat over in Malden. That's Kilo 4, Oscar, Sierra Hotel, K4OSH. And Pat, always good to hear you. Think about you almost every time I go through Malden. I'm like, Pat's over here somewhere. but anyway, Pat, appreciate you taking the time to check in with us. Always good to hear your voice, my friend. And last but not least in that group, we've got Mark. That's November 1, Mike Oscar, N1MMO. And Mark, appreciate you taking the time to check in here. I got you logged in over in Greer. And I thought maybe it'd be a little bit warmer down here than in Connecticut. It probably is. I haven't actually checked the weather up there. but normally it's a little warmer than it is down here. Hope you're staying warm and safe tonight, my friend. Appreciate you taking the time to check in with us. Good to hear you on the net. All right, so we'll give one more call here for the Mike through Papa group, M through P in the suffix of your call. And you wish to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call AK4HR, net control. Have everyone in the Mike through Papa group for the moment, so we'll head to Quebec through Tango, Q through T, beginning the suffix of your call. And you wish to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call AK4HR, net control.
4HR. N, Kilo, November 4, Romeo, Juliet, November, John and Inman, no comment, no traffic.
KC4SKD, Larry, and KG4AHS, Rhonda, Easley, no traffic, no wreck to you, good evening.
I've got my log here messed up, so I was trying to fix that, but give me just one second. KC4SCD, KC4SCD, can you give me your name again, sir, one more time?
That's Kilo Charlie 4, Sierra Kilo Delta, and my name is Larry.
My fault. I must have typed your call in wrong, and no wonder it wouldn't come up, and it's registering the wrong name, but let me make sure I've got everybody in here correct. That's up first, we got John. That's one of our other net controllers. John, good to hear you tonight. I think you do a little better job than I've been doing tonight. Anyway, John, Kilo, November 4, Romeo, Juliet, November, KM4RJN. John, good to hear you tonight. Appreciate you taking the time to check in with us. And up next, we've got Kilo, Charlie 4, Sierra, Kilo, Delta, KC4SKD, and that's Larry. Larry, I apologize for messing up your call sign there. I'll definitely try and do better on my next round. And then Larry brings along with him, that's Miss Rhonda. That's Kilo Golf 4 Alpha Hotel Sierra, KG4AHS. And like I say, Larry, I appreciate you bearing with me, making sure I got you logged in here correctly. And I think I had a recheck there at the end. Go ahead, recheck.
Yeah, that'd be 4FCM. You got me in the pre-net.
I don't know what happened. I always check in my wife as well in the morning. I get up 6 every morning and do it. N4 II somehow didn't take, I guess. And I said, Miss, oh, it's wrong. If you didn't get her to N4 II, thanks. I and my wife.
No worries. I was wondering if maybe she might be out of town or something, because I know normally y'all are both in here together. So I appreciate you rechecking with us, Fred. I've got Miss Isla signed in here, November 4, India, Echo India, N4 IEI. And Fred, appreciate you coming back and making sure we got everybody logged in here. Good to hear you, my friend. All right, so we'll give one more call for the Quebec through Tango group. Q through T in the suffix of your call, and you wish to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call AK4HR, net control. As well as normally means we have everybody, so we'll head to the next group in the alphabet. That's Uniform through Zulu. U through Z in the suffix of your call, and you wish to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call AK4HR, net control.
4 Zulu Hotel Foxtrot.
Columbus, North Carolina. Just check me in and out tonight.
Sure. Kilo 4 X-ray Bravo, K4XB. Name is Tommy. I'm located in southern Greenville County. I'll be negative and negative. Good evening to you and everyone on the net.
4HR, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net tonight, getting our uniform through Zulu check-ins here, ever patient group for Saturday night. Up first, we've got Keith. That's Kilo Echo 4 Zulu Hotel Foxtrot, KE4ZHF. And Keith, always good to hear your voice, my friend. Glad you were able to check in with us tonight. And up next, we've got our friend Tommy down in southern Greenville County. That's Kilo 4 X-ray Bravo. And Tommy, always good to hear you. Appreciate you taking the time to check in with us. Definitely stay warm and safe out there on a chilly Saturday night. Appreciate you taking the time to check in and get logged in here. All right, we'll give one more call for the Uniform Through Zulu before we open it up to the big group for our late check-ins. Uniform Through Zulu, U through Z in the suffix of your call, and you wish to check in at the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call AK4HR, net control. Have everybody for our first round through the alphabet, so we'll go ahead and open it up to that big group. Alpha through Zulu, A through Z in the suffix of your call, and you wish to check in at the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call AK4HR, net control.
So, 4, India, Zulu, Zulu, K4IZZ, David in Piedmont. It's been about 3 years since I checked in with you. Good to see you, and have a happy new year. No other traffic, no comment.
Cool. Please check in Whiskey Alpha 4 Kilo Charlie, Juan and Greenville. No traffic, no comments, but just listening. 73.
Kilo November 4 Juliet Sierra Kilo KN4 JSK. Name here is Cody. I'm in Salem, South Carolina.
Pause there to acknowledge that group of check-ins. Good, another group here for our Alpha through Zulu group. Up first, we've got David. That's Kilo India 4 Zulu Zulu, KI4ZZ. And David, good to hear you, my friend. Glad you were able to check in with us tonight. Happy New Year to you and yours as well. This is the first time I've called the net this year. So good to hear you. Glad I was able to get you logged in here tonight. Up next, we've got Juan. That's Whiskey Alpha 4 Kilo Charlie, WA4KC. And Juan, good to hear you, my friend. Been a while, but again, Leo, a lot of that attribute to me not listening quite as much or being on the radio quite as much as I probably should be. But Juan, hope you guys are doing well tonight. And last but not least in that group, we've got Kilo November 4 Juliet Sierra Kilo, KN4JSK, and that's Cody over in Salem, South Carolina. And Cody, appreciate you taking the time to check in with us here. Good to hear you. Got you logged in. I appreciate you stopping by as well. All right, we'll give one more call for the big group, Alpha through Zulu, A through Z in the suffix of your call. And you wish to check in to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net tonight, please call AK4HR, net control.
Yeah, this is David, K4IZZ. I heard you call me back as Kilo India 4, but it's just Kilo 4 India Zulu Zulu.
Hey, David, you're right. I've got you logged in here. I think my eyes are just getting tired. But I've got it logged correct. I just read it back wrong. So Kilo 4 India Zulu Zulu. But I definitely appreciate you keeping me honest in the logs. Over. Good morning, my friend. 73. All right, let's give one more call here, Alpha through Zulu, before we secure the formal portion. A through Z in the suffix of your net, suffix of your call, and you wish to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net tonight, please call AK4HR, net control. have everybody for the moment that wanted to sign in during the formal portion of the net. So we'll go ahead and secure the formal portion of the net with our thanks to all stations that have checked in. All stations wishing to secure may do so. I currently don't have anybody signed in for RAG2, but I'll keep the net open for a few more minutes if I can. Probably get tired of listening to me talk and look for check-ins. But we'll give one more call here. Alpha through Zulu, A through Z, and the suffix of your call. If you wish to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net before we secure, please call AK4HR, Net Control.
Yeah, Mark, this is K4OIM. Walt, I've been shadowing you tonight. I'm going to try to get this down in my head where I can be a net control. And I'd like to know your count for your check-ins tonight before you sign off.
I do. Right now, I've got, I'm sitting at 42, including myself as the net controller. Over.
That's what I got.
You might be ready to go over ahead and take on his net control, but, you know, it really is a lot of fun. Like I say, I use it because I won't say I'm mic shy, I just don't have a lot to say a lot of times, so I don't usually pick up the mic and key. A lot more often I'll end up using digital modes, kind of like, you know, the kids today use their text instead of using voice. But I don't actually have my HF antenna up, but I used to play around with the digital modes a whole lot more than I would talk. But several years ago, when we were doing the meet and greets around town before this whole current situation started, but I had mentioned to Dave one night that I didn't get on the radio quite as much, and he said, I have an excellent opportunity for you to be able to get on the radio and talk a little bit more. And it really is a lot of fun. I know some people, you know, worry they're going to make a mistake or log somebody in incorrectly, but again, it's good practice. We've got a good community in this area. I think I worry more about messing up somebody's call sign, but you know, everybody here is usually really friendly. You mess up one, they'll come back and check in with you again. It's really a good group to be a net controller of. Over.
About 2 years ago, and it's messed my fingers up on my left hand, and I can't use the keyboard, so I'm having to write this down, pen and paper. But I got all the call signs, and I missed a couple of names, and I had to wait till you went back over and read them off where I could fill in their name. But I'm going to stay with it here a few more nights or a week. John, KN4RJN, he's coming over this week to help me set my computer up and my echo link and all of that. But I'm on every night, I'm going to sit here and shadow the net controller and try to get better.
It sounds like you're doing the right thing. That's what I think all of us kind of start off doing, is just kind of following along the net controllers. And, you know, we have a few net controllers. I won't call them out, but I know a few of them I've talked to. They still log pen and paper, and they like it. I like to use my computer because that's just one of the things that, you know, interfacing the computer with ham radio or wherever, I can try and get a computer going. And my handwriting's terrible anyway, so but most of my stuff end up doing on the computer. But, you know, you'll end up developing your own shorthand, and like I say, voices will come in, and you'll be able to get their call sign before they even start giving their call sign out. So, you know, it is a lot of fun, and like I say, it forces me to do something I don't normally do, which is get on the radio and talk.
Today, and John last night, I know Dave's shorthanded. Now with Karen, she had to give up Tuesday night, and John's moving, and he said Friday night's going to be open, but I'm thinking about the Tuesday night part of it, and if somebody happens to not be able to take their net that night, I'll try to fill in like John and Wendy do, so I'm going to give it a go.
I know Dave will appreciate any net controllers he can get to kind of keep the net going. Again, I know there's some area nets that run once or twice a week, and, you know, it is a lot of work. I know we've had several net controllers and net managers. You know, Ray used to do it, and I don't know how he kept up with it, and then Robert, and then now Dave. I don't know how it's like wrangling cats a lot of times to make sure everybody's coordinated and in here at 9 o'clock to be able to call the net. I hear Dave a lot of times. trips through the week several times. And, you know, I end up doing it about once a month, and it sneaks up on me on occasion. I'm just like, oh, man, it's time to call the net again. So, you know, it's just, it is a lot of fun, though. And a lot of people, I know we had talked about, I don't know if we've mentioned, but any amateur radio operator can call the net. You know, you just have to sign in as the net controller. You know, so if for some reason there's not one here, you know, we have our preamble and we take the logs and send them to our net controller. But, you know, if anybody's looking for any practice, and that's kind of how I use it, I try and not necessarily challenge myself, but occasionally I'll pack up my radio and go over to my in-laws at Taylor's and call the net from their back porch and find out how difficult it is when you get comfortable with something to change one little thing. Like, I'm used to using my laptop at home. Just as an example, I took a little tablet PC I have that I had in my little, not really a go bag, but I had packed it with me, and the keyboard layout's just a little bit different, and just trying to get used to that had me kind of flustered for a little while a couple weeks ago when I called the net. But it's, you know, it's anything to just kind of practice our art, so to speak, of effective communication, and get us on the air that makes it fun. Over.
That stroke 2 years ago, I fell out my back door and broke my neck, and my daughter made me move in with her because I'm not supposed to. I'm a high going now, and she leaves to go to work at 5:30 in the morning, and I get up about 7 or 7:30, and I got a camp right here in the backyard. I got my shack set up in. I come down here, put me on a pot of coffee and fix my breakfast, and I stay down here all day on, usually on HF, and I stay out here to, I don't know, 10, 11 o'clock, sometime 12 o'clock on HF, so I've got the time to do it. There ain't no reason for me not to do it. K4RM.
Yeah, it is a lot of fun, like I say, and, you know, it gives us all a chance to test our equipment and just verify we can communicate if needs be. So, you know, I was talking to my father-in-law earlier today, and he's like, what are you doing tonight? And I was explaining to him, we've talked about it a couple of times, about calling the net, and he's like, what exactly do you do? I was like, well, we test our ham radios, we make sure everybody can communicate, that the repeater's working, you know, make sure we check on people that we haven't heard from in a while. You know, it's just a really nice community.
I really enjoy ham radio. My neighbor got me interested in it when I was about 12 or 13 years old. Got my novice ticket back in 76. It was only good for a year back then. I let it expire, and then I went back in 78 and got my novice ticket back, and I kept that novice ticket for 28 years. Three years ago this past September, I went to Greenville to take my tech exam. I passed it, went back the next month and got my general. But I enjoyed being a novice, working CW. Get on 10 meters, that little portion up there on sideband, but between 28.3 and 28.5, but I really enjoy it now.
HR with K4OIM and the RAGCHU portion of the Blue Ridge 2-meter net tonight. Yeah, you know, Walt, I remember, you know, my dad was a ham radio operator, and my great-grandfather introduced him to it years ago. And when I was younger, I'll be honest, I just didn't have the patience to learn CW, but my brother did, and he did the same thing. He just stayed as a novice, but I still remember him. He had a little, I can't remember the model number, but it was the Heath kit. Iambic paddle. I don't even think they called it an iambic paddle back then, but there's little Heath kit paddles, and I don't remember the number, model number on them, but I remember watching him for hours, and my dad would ask him if he wanted to upgrade. He just enjoyed the CW part. I guess it was the challenge of doing CW, but he did that for years when we were teenagers, but he kind of moved away from the hobby, and I keep asking him if he's going to ever come back, And he says one day, one day he might. But it just used to amaze me. Like I say, my dad and him could both do CW. I never quite had the patience. I was always interested in something else. Now I'm trying to get into it. I kind of take off a little bit, and then something else pulls my attention away. But it amazes me, anybody that can do that.
No Holocraft or S699. It's just like the one I had when I first got my novice. This thing is like brand new, but I've got a capacitor kit ordered from China. I'm looking for them in about a week. I'm going to recap this thing, and I'm looking for me a DX40 or a DX60 heat kit transmitter, straight CW. Well, CW and AM. I'd like to get me one. It didn't matter if it's in working order or not, because I'd go through it and set me up a novice station like I had in the beginning.
Well, I've talked to my dad a couple of times. I haven't actually seen his station in several years, but he's got some old tube equipment, and he likes to tinker and kind of stuff. I mean, he's got plenty of solid-state gear, too, but, you know, he likes the older stuff, and, you know, he does his little thing, but I haven't seen his shack in years. I know it used to be down in the basement. He's moved several times, but since then, remove some of his equipment, so he just has the pieces that he really likes these days. I think he's got some Hallicrafter stuff, and I think he's got some other things. I know he's probably got some of his old Heathquit equipment kind of stuff, but, you know, it's that stuff you don't want to get rid of, and as soon as you do, you wish you had it back.
Fool with the old boat anchors, the tube tap. I will not touch this solid-state stuff. I've got oscilloscopes, signal generators, signal tracers, and all the test equipment I need for the tube type. And at my age, I'm 73 now, and since I had that stroke, my hand shakes a little bit. And you get inside this solid-state stuff where the components are real close. One little shake, and you done shorted something out and burn a circuit board up.
Some pictures, like, you know, people will say, you know, they're selling some stuff that they don't know exactly what's wrong with it. You look, and the circuit board's got, like, a big soldering tip imprint on it for where somebody was trying to do some repair work or something. But same thing here. That's a lot of that surface mount stuff. And, you know, like, I took the HT apart. One of my old HTs wasn't working, and I just put it back together. I was like, there's nothing in here that I myself personally can work on. Somebody who's good at it, I'm sure could, but I was one of those things. I was like, I'm just going to put this back together because I'm going to cause more damage than good if I'm in here.
Yeah. A Yaesu FT450 here. It's the first halfway modern transceiver I've ever had. And this thing's got all those menus in it. And the guy I got it from, it came with a signal link, all the interface cables, the cat cable for the computer and all. And I hooked that thing up, trying to hook it up, and it started broadcasting CW on its own. And the only way I could stop it was shut the transceiver off. Then after I unplugged the signal link and everything, I can't get I plugged my paddle into the gear jack. I can't get it to do CW now, unless I use the mic's got an up and down frequency button on it. I can go into the menu and switch it to the mic and use the frequency button to send CW, but boy, that is aggravating. I just give up on that. I will have to get somebody that knows what they're doing to go in there and reprogram the thing.
A lot of times on those rigs, like I've got the Yaesu FT857, and well, actually most of my equipment's Yaesu. I think I've got one old ICOM. Well, it's not even that old, but all the menu-driven radios, I hate to do it a lot of times, but if I'm having a problem, usually the first thing I do is go in and do the full factory reset on it so it goes back to the defaults. But there probably is. I know Yaesu is famous for that. There's one menu that does one thing and then the sub-menu that sets another thing. And if you don't have them both in line, I know I've got the little VX8R and little FT2 handhelds and APRS on those, same thing. You have to turn the modem on, and you have to turn the beaconing on, and you have to set the right band for which side of the transceiver it's going to be on, and if all that stuff doesn't work, it doesn't do what it's supposed to. And then, so a lot of times, I'll just either do a full reset or hook them to the computer and use the computer to actually set the settings on them, because a lot of those menus, they're getting better, I guess, but man, those menus have so many different levels on them. You know, people talk about like to be able to look at the front of the radio and see where the knobs are set. I definitely understand that now.
And you, I think there's 36 or 38 different menus in it. And then you can go to the extra menu, I think it's called, and I think there's over 100 different menus in that thing. And I'm not about to go in there. I wouldn't even be able to get on sideband with it if I try to fool with it.
HR with K4OIM in the Ragshoe portion of the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Hey, Walt, Jimmy, just one second. I'm going to take a standby here and see if we have any late check-ins for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Alpha through Zulu, A through Z, in the suffix of your call, and you wish to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call AK4HR, net control.
In Kilo Oscar 4, Juliet Kilo Victor, this is Duncan in Asheville, and check me in and out.
HR, I'd like to welcome Duncan tonight. That's Kilo Oscar 4 Juliet Victor Kilo, KO4JKV. And Duncan's up in Asheville. Sounding good in the repeater tonight, Duncan. Hope you guys are staying warm and safe up there in Asheville tonight. Appreciate you stopping by. All right, one more call here before we continue on with the Ragshoe portion. Alpha through Zulu, A through Z, in the suffix of your call. And you wish to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call AK4HR, net control. Have everybody at the moment. Walt, did you go ahead and add that to your count, sir?
Yes, sir, I did. That made number 43. And I'll go ahead and let you get back to the net. And it's been nice talking to you, Mike. AK4HR, K4IM. Be clear on your final. 7-3s, Mike.
Hopefully enjoyed it, and thanks so much for sticking around and making a few comments with us. But like I say, you know, it's hard to tell people not to be nervous or worried about doing the net control thing, but when you're net controller, you run the show. So you can go as fast or as slow as you need to, recheck and get people to, you know, redo their calls. You know, just kind of methodically move through it. So definitely, if you can, give it a try. I think it'll probably be a lot of fun, and we look forward to having you as a net controller when you're ready. And definitely keep at it with that FT452. I know you'll be able to get it working. So, I mean, again, that's part of our hobby, is to play around with the buttons and the knobs and the menus until it works the way we want to. But anyway, I definitely enjoyed the comments, Walt, and we'll talk again first chance we get, my friend. 73, stay safe, stay warm. All right, this is AK4HR looking for final check-ins for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net tonight. Alpha through Zulu, A through Z in the suffix of your call, and you wish to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call AK4HR, net control. Have everybody for the moment. Have I missed anyone for comments or check-ins? If so, please call AK4HR, net control.
AK4HR, KN4RJN, comment.
Go ahead, sir.
If W4FCM Fred is still listening, I was starting to get worried about Isla when I looked and saw that she hadn't checked in. I'm glad he came back in there and brought her with him.
FCM, Fred, are you still around? Yeah. I was the same way. I didn't want to put it out on there. But when stuff happens out of the norm, it kind of makes you question. I was like, well, normally I would sign in here, but since Fred's not here to defend himself, we'll blame him. Over.
come in there and say that he just either forgot or didn't take or whatever, but I saw that pop up and I said, wait a minute, there's Fred, where's Isla? What's going on here? I started getting concerned, but she's alive and well, so I guess that takes care of that. Now I'll try to get Walt set up with his stuff over there, and if he wants to do it pen and paper, that's fine too, but I'll show him the net control software, and probably should have mentioned if he's still listening that you don't have to wait for the net to roll around. You can go in and get the recordings off of the Briar's website and listen to them and try and keep up with them.
Dave has those out there on occasion as well for when the nets are going on. But and mentioned Miss Isla. A lot of times I kind of assume the best. Like maybe she was on vacation, or even somebody's not here, or doesn't get checked in. So I don't worry till it's time to worry, if that makes sense. Or I try not to. But I am glad, like you said, I'm glad Fred checked back in and just let us know it was an oversight getting her logged in. Over.
That were you the one that helped me get the find the. How to download the FCC database, since you can't do it with the push button off of the net control software. I went and found the database and downloaded it, but for some reason I can't get it into where it needs to get into, so that I can decompile it and put it in there. And I don't remember if that was you. I think it might have been David. David sent me the link, but I still mess around trying to figure out how to get it in there.
It looks like what happened, I'm not sure exactly when or where, but the FCC changed a lot of our, on the back end, how you download the database. So I think we had worked with it when we were trying to get that initial error down. But what I do is I go out and download the zip file, and it's the license L_AMAT.zip, and it's the weekly file from that FCC database. And then if you put that into the same directory as your net control software, where netcontrol.exe is located, then you can, instead of doing there's four buttons. There's check, download, extract, and compile. So what I do, I put that zip file in the same directory as where the netcontrol.exe software is, and then I hit extract. That will actually let that file extract itself, and then once it's extracted, then I hit compile, and then those two functions work correctly, if that makes sense. So the key to me was getting that file downloaded and then copy it over to, there should be one there already, so it'll ask you if you want to overwrite it, but of course you want the new one because it's got all the updates, but that's what was working for me. Over.
Well, I did that, but maybe not. I might have hit the download button, because then when I would hit it, extract, it'd say internal error and didn't do it. So maybe that's what I was doing wrong. I'll try it again. I'll fiddle with it and figure it out. But as it is, if somebody's new and they're not in my database, I just, you know, put their call sign in there, type their name in, and then go QRZ them later and fill in my log.
With KM4RJN and the RagTube portion of the Blue Ridge 2-meter net tonight. Yeah, you know, that software is really good, but, and of course, the problem is the FCC changed how they do things. And, you know, a couple months ago they changed from, they used to do like a daily update, but they would keep the weekly file updated each day. And now they do it, so it's a week behind, and then they do the dailies. And then the next weekend they compile all that together, but you're still with the weekly database, you're a week behind. So you may miss a few call signs, but again, typically for our net, we only would have a couple anyway. But that's what's worked for me. But like I say, if you hit the download button, like you were saying, it'll actually download a blank database. It's basically just an error page that's being returned from the FCC website. So, yeah, I usually just I skip those first two, the check button and the download button, and once I copy that downloaded file into the same directory, then I do the extract and compile, and that seems to work for me.
That must be what I'm doing then. If it's downloading a blank, then that's what's screwing it up when I hit extract.
So that's probably what it is. Okay, I think I got it figured out now. In any event, good chatting with you there, buddy, and I'm on back on out of here and say 73s. Y'all stay warm, and this is KN4RJN. I am clear.
Again, glad you're able to hang out and make a few comments. I'm feeling the heat coming off my little transceiver. Now, well, not really. It's a little bit warm, but not enough to really do anything. But keep me warm anyway. That little extra heat definitely helps. But anyway, John, good to talk to you, my friend. We'll talk again soon. All right, so let's give one more call here. Looking out at the Echolink node, just let me make sure nobody's signed in there. It doesn't look like – oh, actually, we do have one station signed in there that's not acknowledged. So we'll pause for Echolink stations only. Wishing to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call AK4HR Net Control.
AK4HR, this is Kilo Mike 4, Oscar Charlie. My name is Mike. I'm in Northwest North Dakota.
4HR, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net tonight. I'd like to welcome Mike from Northwest North Dakota. And Mike's call sign, Kilo Mike 4, Oscar Charlie, KM4OOC. And Mike, with that accent and call sign, I would say you're not a native of North Dakota. Over.
Well, I'm glad you recognize that, but I am a native of the Blue Ridge, born and raised there. My wife is from here in North Dakota, and we met at Appalachian many moons ago, and we came back here several years ago when, 'cause the boys were all out here, and where she grew up, and we started getting grandchildren, we came back to North Dakota. I try to check into this net as often as I can remember it. I'm getting pretty good at it now. I'm hitting a couple or three times a week. I got a little slack there for a while, but we've had some good weather comparatively for winter time here. We haven't had, I don't think, more than an inch of snow all winter. But it was beautiful here this morning. The fog swept in overnight and froze on the trees, and it's just a winter wonderland all day. I had to go out and de-ice my antennas today. It's I see people on the Facebook groups and stuff trying to figure out, well, what do I do? Crank up a big amplifier and push a bunch of watts through it and melt the ice off, or what? No, you take a $5 hammer from Walmart and walk out and hit your tower with it. Just don't stand under it. Works fine for me, always has. But thanks for letting me get checked in here late. I hate to miss the net, but I have a good excuse. We were having my wife's birthday party, and the grandkids and the kids and the in-laws and the outlaws are all there, so we had a big time. 73, have a good night, and thanks again. KM4OOC, Mike in Lignite, North Dakota.